What you need to know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Lauda, what do you got other than your hot date tonight?
Okay. Right. I mean, you know what? He's hot, I'm hot. You're right. It's a hot date. Very, very true. Anyways, so besides wings and pizza, what else is a must for a Super Bowl party?
Chips.
Chips and?
Guacamole.
Yes, guacamole. I love guacamole on Super Bowl. Like, that is my thing. I make a killer one. But I was a little bit afraid because I saw an article that said that the U.S. had halted avocado imports from Mexico.
Uh-oh. That's the second. Well, there was a threat of that last year.
So. Mm-hmm. But they actually did it. Like, Mexico announced it a day before the Super Bowl that, you know, the U.S. says, that the shipment that was coming in got halted because there was a threat, you know, involving some illegal activities that we don't need to discuss. I remember my friend messaged me and sent me. He's like, dude, please tell
Which
me.
Which friend was this? The one you're going on a date with tonight or no?
No. These are like my brothers. They're the ones
Different
that I watched.
Okay. Yes. No,
these
no,
are like
that
the ones that
you were with yesterday that you were
yes.
giving a hard time to because yes. when the Rams won and you were
yeah.
telling
actually,
shut up
the
Cowboy
fans. Fan. Yeah, the Cowboy
yeah.
fan.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's actually called the show with a different name, but that's a whole other situation. And he texts me. He's like, hey, are you going to be able to make your famous, you know, guacamole? And I'm like, dude, do not tell me that there isn't any avocados at the stores. I had to go to three different stores. I don't know if anybody had an issue, but I literally went to three different stores to go buy, like, avocados.
I have not. I mean, I went to the store yesterday. I did not get any avocados. So, aguacates.
Aguacates, yes.
So, I did not notice. I just got some pre-made guacamole.
Oh.
What? What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude,
it's good, though, because it's made fresh at the supermarket.
Oh, really?
It's not like prepackaged like from some other place. They make
oh.
it there.
Oh, they because they have like the deli and stuff?
Yeah, they make no. it in their own packaging. Yeah.
I mean,
so you had to go to three different stores to find avocados. You couldn't find them in yeah. the first two places? Really?
Yeah. I found, out of all places, I found it at Ralph's.
Really?
But I went to like the Latino stores first, you know?
And
I
then,
went to
Vallarta
Superior. I actually went to four. I went to Vallarta first, and I didn't.
What was the Superior? What was the other one?
El Super.
El Super.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's also Northgate and like all these.
There
other
should be
ones,
La Super too, you know, because you know women can be super too.
All right. Yeah.
La but when super. You got the avocados, when you finally found them, were they ripe and ready to
no.
go?
No. I was mad because that's the reason why I didn't take them from one of the stores that I did find them. I'm like, oh, these are nasty. They're not ready. But then after going to two other stores and I'm like, screw it, man. I got to just buy my Ralph's. So then I had to put them in the microwave for a little bit.
Now, microwave? Lynn, is that the answer to when they're not ripe?
I mean, it's one.
Yeah, you could do that. Lynn, so let me ask you a question. You know, so you didn't grow up in an area that was, I would imagine, ripe with avocados.
See what you did there.
But I know you love Mexican food because we had Dave McMiniman on to poo-poo that one place you liked in Cleveland. But like, is guacamole on your menu for, you know, dips is what I would call it?
It's all right. Like, I like guacamole. It's not like I'm going to die without it. I like some salsa.
No,
I'm
talking
bit
about
better.
Death. No.
You know,
it's literally
that serious.
I'm just saying, like, as far
no
as like a
die.
Menu,
no.
as far as a menu goes, for like, it depends on what it is, you know.
Yeah, gotta be in the.
I would rather. I would rather have salsa or.
Oh,
like,
that's
I'll
a
get,
must. Yeah.
Yeah, the salsa I definitely need, or like the cheese, but yeah, guacamole is
so like a
third
cheese
of
bean
three.
Dip kind of thing.
No beans, just cheese, just like spicy
oh.
cheese.
What do you like? Yeah, like,
and Greg, he don't like beans either.
I was going to say Bergman's anti-bean. But Bergman's also anti-meat after a certain hour
after
of the
seven
night.
After 7?
7 o'clock, you can't have red meat.
Yeah, right. 7 was the cutoff. Yeah, I don't know. Lindsay, you don't have an issue with 7 o'clock, do you?
No, I mean, I try not to eat late.
Well, you're not
but...
a meat person, right?
No, I eat meat. I'm on a keto diet. I've been on a keto diet for a couple
Oh, it's
months.
Keto. But weren't mm-hmm. you, didn't you tell us once, were you, or maybe it
was. I was a vegetarian for like 6 years.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I thought. I remember you saying. Yeah.
But in July, I switched to the keto diet because it's too hard to be vegetarian and like travel
Man,
and stuff.
It is hard. I'm
you can't
you,
go
girl.
To like the Midwest and be a vegetarian because then you're just
oh,
going to get fat
no.
because everything is cheese and grains and pizza. Like you can't eat
that's
healthy
true.
And be a vegetarian yeah. over there. It just doesn't happen.
It reminds me of the movie My Big Fat Greek Wedding where he's like, I don't eat meat. You don't eat meat? And everybody goes, yep. And then she goes, it's okay. I make you lamb. All right, that is what you need to know, that the avocado shortage is real. All right?
That's a major problem. Hey, Laura, one suggestion for another what you need to know in the future.
Of it.
Maybe you could tell us where we could all get the Snoop Dogg outfit that he was rocking during halftime yesterday.
Oh, my God, you in this outfit.
I want that outfit.
Okay, first of all, Kaplan, there's no way in hell that you could pull that off. So let's start with that.
It's not about, like, you know, whether or not I could pull it off or not is not the issue. Yeah, the issue is I want it.
I know, but you can't pull it off. And then only he probably has it. And if you really want something, probably the Santee Alleys have it.
Just it's probably one of one. That is a good point.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's funny. Snoop's worn it. He can't wear it again because everybody will be like, yo, man, that's the same thing you wore at halftime of the Super Bowl. So, Snoop.
Because of course, he wore it for the Rams.
Right. Yeah. So, Snoop, if you want to get rid of it, man, I think I'm ready to rock it.
You can't fit in that.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's no way you fit. First of all, you're too short and a little
tubby. You're
too short
and you're too heavy.
Tubby.
Now, wait a second. Hold on a second.
Wait, what do you mean, well, hold on a second? Are you serious?
It's true that Snoop is tall and lean, and I'm a little shorter and a little, how shall we
heavier?
Say?
Tubby.
Yeah, tubbier.
Yeah, tubby.
Wow, Laura.
Look, dude, I'm a big girl, okay? I own it. I'm working on it. It's okay. You got to embrace it to change it.
But did you think 50 Cent was tubby, or did you think 50 Cent was just yoked?
50 Cent was like a whole dollar.
Yeah, 50 Cent went up a lot, bro.
So 50 Cent does that. Listen, I get it because I'm on the other side of 40 now. 50 Cent is doing that thing where plenty of people over the age of 40 just do. It's like, I'm going to still lift, right? But I'm probably not going to do as much cardio, and I'm just going to eat and drink what I want. But I'm still going to look big and strong, except you're like puffy big and strong.
Right. There's no doubt. People will see you, and they'll be like, man, you're looking pretty good. And you're like, yeah, it's not because I'm fit. It's because I'm puffy, because I've been lifting, because I don't want to watch my diet. So I'm heavier and I'm thicker. Because I just don't want to be lean, and I don't have the discipline.
But here's the thing, and we also have it, unfortunately, to compare in his case to when he was ripped.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. I mean, I like the inversion move. I like the upside down deal. Very good.
The Rock is yoked.
Oh my God. The Rock's arms are so.
By the way, I love the Rock. But I didn't feel like that was necessary yesterday.
You know what? I also feel like he had done so much on social media about how excited he was. But man,
they asked him to do it though. Like, what else is? What did you
they
want
did.
Him to do?
Yeah,
I get it.
I do it too.
But I'm just saying, like, I'm saying, like, if I'm the NFL, I'm looking back and I'm like, we probably could have saved him for something else.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, you talk about outfits. Like, I loved Snoop's outfit. I loved the Rock's outfit too because the pants. There was no belt, so you know, even though everything
that's
was
definitely
all
not
in,
working.
Now,
yeah, don't do
cool.
that.
Yeah, please don't.
Don't but, do that. Well, no, don't do
guns.
No belt, bro.
I mean, dude, the guns. The Rock's arms are so big.
They're like the size of my thighs.
Become abnormally gigantic.
I'm serious. I literally told my friend, like, when he popped on to the screen, I'm like, God was so happy when he made you. I mean, damn. So good looking.
That's funny.
So good.
Lindsay, you were jumping in right when Cap was about to talk about Snoop Dogg about something else. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, no, I was going to say that it's funny because my uncle, like, jokingly wants to find that same outfit. He's like, oh, I got to find that outfit for your dad for our family trip. Like, they wear, you know, they give each other these stupid joke presents and stuff. Mm-hmm. And he thinks it'd be funny to try and dress my dad in that outfit. So, you know, it's
meanwhile,
bad when
Cap
you're on the
actually
same
wants to wear it.
Let me ask everybody a question.
Yeah. It's not a joke. Yeah.
No, I
exactly.
Want, like, it, somebody will do, somebody will find this outfit or something really close to this outfit on, like, Amazon or something and will send me the link on Twitter. I will rock this thing. Now, here's an idea, Lindsay Baseball. If your dad or if your uncle wants to buy something kind of goofy and funny, why don't you buy the same suit that Joe Burrow was wearing yesterday?
Ooh.
I think, he preferred the Snoop Dogg outfit.
Yeah, the Snoop Dogg outfit was so fire. Yeah. You know?
Speaking of fire, it was pretty fire that day you told Matthew Stafford that nobody would follow his lead. So do we have that audio?
Exactly what I said.
I mean, that. What do you mean, not exactly?
Do we have the transcript?
How would you? Okay, hold on. Since we have the audio, and we're going to play it here in a second.
Yeah.
How do you remember that question you asked him?
I remember it going like this. So there are question marks that people, myself being one of them, had, which is, here's a guy who's got incredible Hall of Fame caliber statistics, but no wins to show for it. So my question would be, when you walk into a locker room, it's not like Tom Brady walks in and Brady walks in and goes, follow me. And everybody goes, yeah, whatever you say, Tom. When Matthew walks in, he's walking into a winning culture. He's not bringing the winning culture. That's how I remember it.
Okay. Do you remember when we told you the other day about when you said to Rachel that my wife doesn't care about Thanksgiving all that much, and you know that she was really rational, and you're also really rational, Rachel, and you did the thing that you compared her to another woman that you know you don't even know or barely know.
Yeah.
And we told you that was a bad idea. Same concept when you compared Matthew Stafford and Tom Brady is my guess.
Yeah. There's really not much to compare between the two.
Well, you know? But my point is nobody wants to be compared.
Well, I get.
But.
It. Yeah.
But, mm-hmm. So that's the way you heard it.
Right, well, let's, okay. You want to replay this?
Let's hear it, how it actually came out. We have okay. the audio. The,
right,
as Lindsay said earlier, the receipts don't lie. Play it, Laura.
As I've said, look, I don't know. Great statistics, bad, traditionally bad organization, and the wins aren't there. Could you just give us a little thought on when you have been in your circumstances, but you think you're a winner? I mean, maybe it's you won a high school championship. Maybe it was an SEC title.
Oh, man.
It's been a long time since consistent winning. What you plan on bringing
Damn,
that says, hey, everybody, follow me. I'm a winner.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, I mean, I feel like I just answered it, but I understand what you're asking. You know, it's just to be who you are and who I am. If somebody loves this game and somebody's going to do everything he can to make this game or make this team as good as we possibly can be.
I mean, you laid on him. Yeah, you haven't won anything since, like, high school, bro. Like, are you serious?
It's true.
And you're going to tell us that you were not.
He said the, oh, you may have won a high school championship. Like, oh, come on.
May have won.
Yeah.
We didn't even
confirm that. I didn't do the research. I didn't do the research to find out if you did or didn't, you know?
I mean, but that what I'm saying is there. You kind of, like, lambasted him there a little bit.
I just feel like it's a legit question. Like, so, dude. You have great statistics in Detroit, but nothing to show for it.
Well, but the whole thing was he did. We were doing the show with LZ, and he kind of asked a similar question, too, right before. There was that part of the equation,
well,
too, which is why he said, I think I just answered that.
Well, he did, but he also said, if you listen, he said, but I understand why you're asking, because.
No, he gets it. He was
yeah,
nice.
Of course. It was a question that a lot of people had. And listen, now what Matthew Stafford can say to anybody who is a doubter.
Is eat it, Kaplan.
Right. Is like, hey, dude, I proved it. You know, put me on a bat. Let me put it this way. If you took Aaron Rodgers and put him in Detroit over the same period of time that Matthew Stafford was there, you think the Detroit Lions are winning a Super Bowl? You think the Detroit Lions are significantly better with Aaron Rodgers than they were with Matthew Stafford? I would argue that they'll be the same garbage they were. So who knew for sure if Matthew Stafford would leave bad organization with great statistics and be able to join good organization and then lead to a championship. I didn't know that. I had question marks about it. And guess what? Matthew Stafford answered all those questions for those of us that had them. Now, the whole perception around who Matthew Stafford is in NFL history today is completely different than it was the day of that interview. Would you agree?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I don't, my perception has not changed. I thought he was a great player. I just thought he played for a bad organization.
Well, that is not only what Matthew Stafford thought, it's what Sean McVay knew. And good thing Sean McVay is the coach of the Rams and I'm not.
Yeah. Well, that's definitely the case. Yeah.
You know?
He's also a better dancer.
Well, I don't know about that. And I don't
I saw him with the moves yesterday in the locker room.
I saw him.
Much better.
Yeah.
Much better.
Well, play calling at times. I mean, that Philly special nonsense was just bizarre in the middle of the game. What was that?
Yeah, it was. I thought he was going to complete it. Kupp overthrew him, actually. He was open.
Well, why do you want Cooper Kupp to throw to Matthew Stafford rather than Matthew Stafford throw to Cooper Kupp?
I mean, you know, it was just they needed something. Everybody was hurt, for God's sake. They were playing a guy named Hopkins you had never heard of, for God's sake.
Yeah, didn't know him.
All right, we got to go. All right. We're going to probably play that a few more times. I mean, I'm just being honest with you. All right, coming up next, I want to get into Odell, and I want to get into this parade nonsense that's going on. We got to get to all that. Stick around. We're back in a couple minutes.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, number one, I already said that they make it fresh there, and they put it in like just a regular old plastic container. Like it's not like it's not a brand, and so that's like made there. Like,
you knew he was gonna come after you for that.
And by the way, did you see how he tried to Latino up Santana where he went Santana? Like he just like yeah, come on, it didn't even come out naturally.
But you know what? At least you like it, because there's people that I know that are Mexican, Mexicanos, Latinos that do not even like aguacate. It was
oh,
a whole
oh,
thing.
Oh, yeah. Is Jesse. Briona's one?
No. Jesse. Jesse who used
oh,
to work
Jesse.
Here.
Oh, Jesse. It was Jesse. That's
he
right.
was like, I remember when we had somebody from LAFC and he was like, oh, yeah, you cannot not like it. That was crazy. Mm-hmm. So at least you like yeah. it. Yeah, and you enjoy good. It. Yeah.
Can I also
they're
just get
a
point
fat.
Of information? I just want to get a point of information from everybody also. So I want the outfit that Snoop was wearing yesterday. During halftime, now you guys are here to tell me that this is like a gang outfit. Come on, really? It's a Rams outfit, wasn't it?
I don't know. I mean, I don't. What do I know? I just look like a Rams outfit to me.
I think you're asking the wrong people whether or not it's a gang.
Yeah, what the hell would
outfit.
I know? I'm a 44-year-old guy. Look at that. You know.
I saw blue and you know soul, and it's Rams colors, bro.
Yeah, to me, Snoop's outfit yesterday was about supporting the Rams.
Be careful where you walk.
Just saying, you don't know though. I mean, that person, those people could be right. Like, I would trust the people more than trust us. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know. Wow. We just want to make sure you're around, bro.
Just a nice
we
outfit.
Need somebody
that's
to
all.
Make fun of.
I appreciate you, buddy. Thank you. You wait till you see me in this outfit.
You're never gonna fit into that outfit.
Well,
yeah, first of all,
size,
that's true,
Laura.
The other part of it is that you're not fitting in, right?
I'm gonna get my size. And just to add to the outfit, let me tell you what the outfit really needs. It needs those sunglasses that Snoop was rocking yesterday.
Yeah.
Snoop had his A game on yesterday afternoon. His dancing.
I thought the halftime was fantastic. Now, I know Laura had an objection.
Look, everybody came after me because I said I didn't need 50 Cent and his, you know, whole dollar self there. I just did not need that. I get the connection because I do know hip hop and how he's connected
Aftermath.
To M. Exactly. And Dre.
Yeah, he's part of the tree.
So I get
like,
it.
We spent a lot of time talking about trees, right? Like family trees, coaching trees. He's part of the Dre tree, basically.
Yeah. And I get that. I'm not disputing that and I get it, people. So back off me. But. For me, it's like, he's from New York. I don't need him there. Like, it's cool. Step away. I get it. I would
prefer
Q. Well,
Eminem is not from here.
Yeah, but that's M. I mean,
oh,
hello.
So he gets
it's
to
different.
Not be from here. And he
no, but 50
deal.
Is not M.
Yeah,
like,
no.
I get that.
Very, but very I, different I, categories
I,
here.
I mean, Eminem is literally one of the greatest artists yeah. you know, of that genre.
I'm just going to admit something,
you know,
though. I'm just
going
to admit it to you, though. When 50 Cent came in, okay, I legit did not know who it was. No, I'm serious.
How? It's the song itself.
Yeah,
what's the
his
level of shock?
That was like his album cover, wasn't it?
Yeah, when he
upside down.
When he did, when that song dropped.
I just am telling you guys, because, you know, we'd heard about Dre, Snoop, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, and Kendrick Lamar. And we'd never heard 50 Cent being involved in the
halftime
show.
Well, they said there'd be surprise people.
I know, but what's, you know, he's not like bigger or even on the same level, is he? With those guys? With Dre and Snoop and Eminem?
No, but he's like Eminem's
he's part of the fam.
Guy.
That's why he was there.
Yeah,
like
well,
I didn't look, I would have preferred O'Shea's dad, Cube. And I get it.
And apparently O'Shea mentioned that on Mason in Ireland.
You know what I'm just saying? I would have preferred that. I tweeted that out. I'm like, look, I get it. He's part of the fam. But Cube is LA. Like, that was my thing. That was my gripe. But I get it. I know there's other stuff and other things going on outside of that, but for me, it's in LA team. You should have brought out Cube. So
I thought the halftime was incredible. I thought it was a great, great halftime show. I will say though that Mary J. Blige's second song, I didn't know it.
I can't
believe every
it.
Other song, like I'm singing all the words and I know all the words, but Mary J. Blige's second song, I didn't know, and so I was like, wow, that's not a song I know. You know, I just was like, okay. I mean, I knew the first one. She was rocking it out. She looked great. Her outfit was amazing. The dancers were awesome. The second song, I was like, I don't know it. But turns out, I guess I'm in the minority. Everybody else knows this song. Is this like a big hit of hers?
I love Mary, dude. So, yeah, I know. I know songs that you guys probably never heard on the radio. I love her.
I didn't know that song at all. So I thought it was awesome, though. I thought it was incredible. I love all the aftermath, too.
I mean, No More Drama in My Life is like a big song. Yeah. Yes.
Is that what it's called? No More Drama in My Life?
Yeah, that's like one of the biggest songs.
I love how you got mad, though, Cap, because on our group message.
Oh, no, you were so mad at Lindsay and Laura.
Yes.
And
like, especially Lindsay.
You got really mad at Lindsay, and I feel like Lindsay was just like.
She was on point. She was on point.
He got mad because I called him a boomer, and you said, oh, so now you're a name caller. Call me a boomer because I didn't like Mary J. Blige's song.
Mad
it's like,
she called
you,
a boomer.
No offense, Cap, but like, you are a boomer, like, by definition. So,
no, actually, I didn't mean actually, it like that. Actually, no, that's clearly not even close to being right on.
Oh,
I'm
yes, it
not
is because
boomer.
A boomer
is
not.
Your parents are boomers.
No, you're wrong because. Nowadays, people do not refer to boomers in the literal sense of in this day, you have to be born between this date and this date.
Well, yeah,
a boomer is just a term for an older person. That's what people nowadays call older people.
Yeah,
just,
you don't ever see people
boomer.
On the internet. People on the internet just say, okay, boomer. Like, you know, like, yeah.
It doesn't mean you literally are a baby boomer.
No, I'm not a baby boomer.
Right, but you're a boomer.
Clearly.
Two different things.
You're technically Gen X, like me.
But all I'm saying is I didn't know Mary J. Blige's second song. So for me, I was like, I would have liked a little more Dre and Snoop rather than Mary J. Blige's second song. And you jumped on me like.
Well, we could have.
I mean, deservedly so.
But why?
I said it was a weak take. That's what I said. It was a weak take.
That's what she said. And that set you off. Now, let me ask you a question. Hold on. Yeah. Because we're letting everyone behind the curtain here. We might as well just go.
Yeah, my bad, guys. My bad.
No, it's okay. Actually, this is what the people who like this show love this stuff. So, I mean, that's the reality of it. So, because we're all a bunch of, you know, drama queens, basically.
True.
But that was what set you off initially. It wasn't even the boomer thing. It was, that's a weak take. And you were like, why is it a weak take?
Well, no, I would love an explanation. Like, what was weak about it?
Dude, then, because that's a huge
song.
Because
that song is really popular.
But I didn't know
really
that.
Okay, but if you're going to take anybody out of that equation, out of that halftime, and take time from anybody, should have been 50.
Yeah, like, that's fine. I don't care. You can take it from 50, but Lindsay got really offended. Like, she's the only female hip-hop artist. You're trying to take time away.
She was.
Yeah.
But it had nothing to do with male versus female. It was me as a viewer.
You saying you could have done out without the Mary J. Blige second song and more of those guys. It just, you know, it comes off like, that's kind of a weak take. You know, that's how I meant it, you know.
Okay, and here's what I would add to that. What I would say to that is this. Is it wasn't – that's – her mentioning and Laura backing her up that she's the only female artist out there was not so much to, like, call you a misogynist or a sexist. It was more like, hey, bro, like, think of it that way. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then, you know, you're supposed to be like, oh, yeah, I kind of get it.
Well, in this
and
particular –
she's queen.
Like, good for her. Instance, like, that was awesome. Good for her that she was the only one. She can hang with those guys.
Well, here, let me just so we go. Here we go. I said I could have done without the second song because I didn't know it. And here's what Lindsay says. Boomer white guy definitely wants more Snoop and Dre. And I'm like, wait a second. Wait, so
No.
So
I said it was a weak take, and then you got mad that I called it a weak take. You said, please explain yourself.
Yeah, I wanted to understand what was weak about it. I wasn't mad.
And I said,
because
it is one of her,
but I didn't know
songs.
But then Lindsay calls me boomer white guy who wants more Snoop and Dre. Is that, am I,
and
Snoop and Dre?
And less of the only female hip hop artist out there.
But you took it as if I cared that she was male or female. It didn't matter if she was male or female. It was just simply, I didn't know the song. That's all.
Okay.
No,
well, that's
the
not
the
that
male
big of
or
deal.
Female part was more to like enlighten you to, hey, you know, you should kind of like that kind of makes sense,
boomer
right?
White
like,
guy.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Jeez,
yeah.
Like boomer white guy, like as if Snoop and Dre are.
Well,
like,
that explains
you know
why. That explains why you didn't know Mary J. Blige's second song, right?
Well,
that's a perfect example as to why you didn't know that.
Because I'm a boomer white guy.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Well, you're the only one here that didn't know it.
Well, of four people, I'm the only one.
That was, well, five technically with Chris. So
yeah,
like
that's
20%. Because Chris is also on our text chat. So.
Oh, that's true. Boomer white guy.
I mean, just embrace it.
Look, all I was saying was,
I can't be the first person to be like, okay, boomer.
Okay, hold on.
I cannot be the first person to say that to you.
Can I say
no,
what you
you're
said?
The second. You know who okay. the first one is? My 15-year-old.
There you go.
See? There you go.
And I have to straighten her out, too.
Cap.
Young lady. Yeah.
Someone, yeah. We're training someone in here, by the way. Shout out to Will. And when Lindsay said, well, you know, you are a boomer white guy. He goes, well, he is. So, I mean, just embrace it, bro.
It's okay, bro.
It's not
like,
a bad
you don't thing, you don't have to apologize.
I'm
you
not just, apologizing. You know, I just thought boomer meant baby boomer. And I was like, no, dude, I'm not a baby boomer.
You're like, my well, dad's a baby boomer.
Right.
Yeah. A boomer would.
Don't call
would
me extra old, just
right.
old.
Right. The white part didn't bother me. The part about weak take didn't bother me.
We know, but we know the age is a sensitive thing.
It was the boomer word that really upset me.
But you're always calling yourself old.
Yeah, but not boomer. Different. Different.
But it's not different.
It's not.
Only not a boomer would think there's a difference between boomer and baby boomer.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, all right. If you say so.
All right, listen.
Boomer.
Let's get into Radio Tinder. We never got into Odell. We never got into the situation with this parade nonsense that's going on now. All this stuff we got into. And by the way, the city's doing something kind of cool, I think, as well for the Rams. We'll get to all that at 5:45. We got Radio Tinder next.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I love how Kaplan's just responding to people on Twitter. He's not even talking to us during the break.
He's mad.
Kaplan, are you there?
It's just I want the Snoop outfit, and it really irritates me that people think that Snoop's outfit yesterday during the halftime was some sort of gang thing.
Listen, I don't know if it is or isn't, but I would trust the audience more than trusting us.
I don't know, man. I just think it was a dope-ass outfit.
Linz, what do you got?
It was dope AF, as Cap would say.
That's right. You got that right, boomer.
Yeah.
All right. You can't call me a boomer. I mean, you can call me boomer. That's fine. You call me a boomer, Cap, because, you know, all's fair. All's fair here. All right. So speaking of non-boomers, breakup rumors have been swirling about Julia Fox and Kanye West. And yesterday, Fox confirmed that the two are no longer together. So the actor wrote on Instagram that while she has love for Kanye, she wasn't in love with him. She also said that the two are on good terms, but, you know, a lot of people think that's kind of hard to believe considering she deleted every single photo of the two of them together. So she scrubbed her social media accounts of Kanye West. Do you guys think that people should remove photos of their exes on social media when they break up? Swipe left or swipe right, Cap?
I'm going to swipe right.
Oh, is that foretelling?
I'm going to say this right now.
Yeah.
If you're involved in a boyfriend-girlfriend-y kind of relationship, whatever your relationship may be, and you and this person, whoever it is, break up, when it's over, you don't want other people who are checking you out to go, wait a second, he got a lot of pictures of him with this other woman, and oh my God, he seems to be all over her, and she thinks she's so great, and he loves her. And now they're broken up, and now he's
okay, but
let
me ask you a question.
Yeah,
let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're divorced, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
And you had, you know, obviously you had four children with your ex-wife.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are there still any pictures in your house of you and the kids as a family?
Me and the four kids? Yes.
And your ex-wife?
No.
All those pictures are gone. So... And the kids are cool with that? I mean, I don't care. I'm just saying.
There is literally not one picture in my house of me, my four kids, and my ex-wife. Now, there's me and my four kids. There's me and my individual children. But no, there is no – mom is not anywhere in the house.
Okay. All right. So I'm just curious. I'm not like judging you one way or another. I was just curious because that kind of popped into my head as we were talking about this.
So all I'm saying in terms of this particular story is if I were to break up or be broken up with, I would scrub my social media.
Okay, now let me ask you this question. I'm gonna, and girls, feel free to weigh in on this as well. Like I'm gonna plot twist, okay? Now, obviously this isn't real, but let's just say for argument's sake, what if you were a widower and you were dating again?
No.
How would you handle that?
Different deal.
You would leave the pictures up because you were a widower.
Right.
Okay.
I but think a widower might find it even more difficult to have the pictures up once they get to a certain point. You know, obviously you want to remember the person, but I could see how that would be very hard to have pictures around, you know?
Right, but my point is this, is that if the person you're seeing or dating is bugged out about pictures, wouldn't that still bug them out?
Maybe, perhaps, but all I'm saying is this, is that I understand when people break up, yeah, that they take pictures off their social media because their social media is a big advertisement for who they are. Mm-hmm. And then you're like talking to other people and maybe you're going to start to date other people and they start researching who you are and who you've been with and what you've been doing. And they see you all lovey-dovey with somebody else. It's like, now I'm going to be the next person on his social media. Like, to me, I would scrub it. So I yes. like what you
so,
did.
So the always. Exception to the rule is if you're a widower.
Yes.
Okay. I suppose. Fair enough. Yep. I'm curious.
Which and you know what? Wiping? Pro tip, guys, don't put the people you're dating on social media until you're like married. And even then, just don't do it.
Yeah, that was actually spouse. Going to be that was actually going to be my addendum. So she's already nailed it. But I guess if you're dating, right? Like,
Like nobody knew who I was dating for a year. Like he was in the pictures, but it was never of us two alone. Like you, right. For me, I just feel like as much as I open myself up and people know who I am and if I'm dating or not, there's just certain things that you want to keep private. And that's one.
So but that's if you have like a public Instagram that everyone's going to look at, you know?
Right.
True. But yeah. I have friends
Cap,
that still
Cap
do
can't
it.
Put the lock on that, though. He can't do that.
Can I do that? Is there a way to do that?
I mean, of course there is.
Yeah, but you're not
but
doing
you wouldn't
it.
Want that. No, you want people to see your stuff.
Yeah, of course I do. That's why I put it out there. I put out what I want you to see.
All right. I guess I'll swipe right, too, but I do. The addendum was what Laura said, is what I would say. All right, what's next?
All right, so Olympic officials announced today that Kamila Valieva, the 15-year-old
Russian girl.
Yes, yeah. The Russian figure skater who tested positive for a banned substance in the weeks leading up to the Winter Games will still be allowed to compete in her event. But
complete
if she wins,
bleep.
Yeah, no medal ceremony is going to be held until the investigation is complete. Arbitrator said that the decision was because the athlete is considered a protected person due to her age and that it would be unfair to suspend her because it would cause irreparable harm. She was seen as the favorite, of course, to win the women's singles event that starts Tuesday, but she tested positive for trimetazidine, a heart medication that may boost stamina. And in 2021, if you guys remember, U.S. track star Sha'Carri Richardson was disqualified from the 100-meter race at the Tokyo Olympics and faced a one-month ban after she tested positive for cannabis, which most people would argue is not a performance-enhancing substance. So should the Russian ice skater be disqualified? Swipe left or swipe right, Sedano?
Swipe right. It's bull bleep. Enough. Like, listen, first of all, we already gave you guys, like, this Russian group, like this autonomy as, like, the Russian Olympic Committee. And normally, as you hear me say, and I'm okay with them being the Russian Olympic Committee, because, you know, I don't want to punish the athletes for the diplomats, right? But we've already kind of extended that to you, like, as a group, to then have the blatant cheating like that, and to do it to a 15-year-old, a child, basically, I think is even more reprehensible. So I'm swiping right. It's complete bull bleep.
Yeah, I feel like I have to swipe right here also, just in the terms of what you were talking about, Lindsay, about how, you know, who was the American sprinter?
Sha'Carri Richardson.
Right. I mean, she gets
yeah, and it was weed
for cannabis. And this young lady, I think there's this compassion out there. Aw, she's just a child. She's only 15. She probably didn't do that voluntarily. She shouldn't be suspended. And maybe she'll never be able to achieve what she can because she gets suspended at only 15. Well, hey, that's the breaks, kid. You know, that's real life.
Yeah.
So.
And nobody knows either way, like, if she did it willingly or not, like, you know, she took
right,
some
we don't know.
Medication.
We assume that to be the case, and it's probably the case, but nonetheless, you're right. All right, one more. Go ahead.
All right, so Nickelodeon is launching a new celebrity golf tournament designed to engage younger audiences. The two-round Slime Cup event is going to have four teams, each comprising of one pro golfer, a celebrity, and a Nickelodeon star, and they're going to compete for a title. The broadcast is going to feature a Nickified golf course that blends augmented reality and specialized course setups across a couple of sites. As you guys remember, the NFL broadcasts that were created in conjunction with CBS proved to be a hit with young audiences when they nickified them. And now the U.S. media giant is seeing if it can get similar success in golf. Do you guys think that the Nickelodeon broadcast is going to work to get younger viewers interested in golf? Swipe left or swipe right, Sedano?
Golf is a different deal. I just think it's too slow. Perhaps I'm wrong on this. I'm going to swipe left initially. At least football, there's constant action, right? Like, I just think golf is too slow. But I like the concept, and I hope they have my guy Noah Eagle, who does the Clippers games on radio, and also does those Nickelodeon games for the NFL. I hope he gets a shot to call golf, too.
I'm going to swipe right, and I'm going to say that I actually think that if you take a Nickelodeon television star who the kids know and you take a golfer who's young and colorful and playful and fun, and then you start to mess with the golf course so that it becomes more interesting for young kids, I actually think this could be a big hit for kids. I don't think, you know, someone who watches the Masters is going to go, I really like what they've done with Nickelodeon and golf, but I do think kids would really get into it. So I'm swiping right.
All right, that is Radio Tinder each and every day at 5:30. All right, coming up next, will Sean McVay actually retire? Like, is that a real thing? We'll get to that coming up in just a moment. And this parade nonsense needs to end. If you haven't heard, there's an alleged theory that there should be a multi-team parade. We'll get to that coming up as well. Stick around.
Yeah.
Go Cap. Uh-huh.
Yeah. See, now this song right here, when Mary J. Blige sang this song, I was like all into it. I was like, this is a great song. I love this song. I loved her outfit, her dancing. I loved it. It was her second song that I was like, okay, I don't know this song. So it's slowing me down here a little bit. And then, of course, I got called a white guy boomer for not knowing it.
No lies told.
Hashtag no lies told.
Hashtag lies told.
Oh. The girls are conspiring against you again.
I know they are.
I don't even got to talk. The sound effects do it all for me.
Well, when Lindsay told me my take was weak because I said I didn't, you know the second song, and then she called me a white guy boomer, I was like, all right, if you say so. But I'll tell you now, I'm not like...
I was waiting for you to say, instead of Snoop Dogg, I was waiting for you to correct me with like Snoop-a-loop.
Snoop-a-loop,
which would be better.
That's right, Snoop-a-loop. It's a nickname.
Ay, Dios mio, Snoop-a-loop.
It's a nickname, like Snoop Lion. You know, I mean, it's just, there's lots of different nicknames and things.
Like Ripped Cap.
Like Ripped as in R-I-P-P-E-D, Ripped?
No, I was trying to make a joke, but it did not work out at all.
Because if you were talking about Ripped, you know, I'm on the verge now of being completely shredded like Dwayne Johnson
my God,
style.
Here we go.
No. I mean, you're going to look like a 50 Cent whole dollar self.
Oh, dude, I'm closer to 50 Cent than I am to The Rock, to be sure.
I mean, you never going to look like that. I mean, like I said, that specimen, God was happy.
I don't know, man. Maybe if I take whatever that Russian ice skater takes, maybe I can get that big. What do you think?
I mean, yeah, if you took stuff, sure.
You know?
All right. Coming up next, I told you we were going to talk about a couple of things. Odell Beckham's plight, Sean McVay potentially retiring, which I think is weird.
That is.
And this parade thing. So if you don't, I'm sure by now you know this parade thing conversation. Silliness. So basically, LeBron puts out on Twitter that we should have the Dodgers, Lakers, and Rams do a parade and have a big concert at the end and blah, blah, blah. And that is a fantastic idea after the Rams have their parade. Because the Rams deserve their own thing. Like, there's already been champions crowned since the Lakers and Dodgers won.
Which is why it's a horrible idea. And look, if the Lakers won the NBA title and then the Dodgers won the World Series and then the Rams won the Super Bowl and you wanted to do one giant celebration of LA sports and everybody comes together and it's this wonderful community celebration, great. But the Lakers won the championship two seasons ago and they're terrible today. And the Dodgers won the World Series two seasons ago and they're in a lockout. and the Rams are the new kids on the block, essentially. Let these guys have their time. And by the way, let the fan base, whether they're old schoolers from the, you know, Hadel, Namathy, you know, Deacon Jones kinds of old school days, or whether they're brand new bandwagoners, let the fans have their time.
Yeah. No, I agree. Again, I think that's a great idea if you want to do it like in, you know, in between seasons of everything, because baseball is probably not going to start anytime soon, because baseball, let's be real, is going to argue over all sorts of nonsense. They're going to nickel and dime each other to death, basically, until we're all annoyed by baseball not being around.
I just don't know what LeBron's thinking, though. What is LeBron thinking in all of this? Like, his team right now is not
the team that won
the championship.
Well, I think he feels like, hey, I think that could be part of it, but I also think, like, he probably feels like, damn, I won a championship and I didn't get the full experience, right? Like, I feel like that's part of it as well. But no, that's not, I mean, you could still celebrate that. We could still go back and do it later, but not with the Rams right now. Like, we can let them have their thing. It's okay.
So if the Lakers wanted to have a celebration parade for a championship that was won two seasons ago in the bubble in Orlando, other than LeBron and AD, I'm trying to think of who else was there. THT, but he was a kid and barely played.
Right, Dwight.
There was only three people, I think, that are still on the team.
Well, no, four. Dwight, two. Okay. Because you'd have to bring a lot of guys back. Caruso, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's gone, LeBron, you know? So, look, I get the concept. You know, conceptually speaking, to have this great
celebration.
I love
how you talk right to him like he's listening right now.
Oh, 100%.
Like,
absolutely.
He's like, he's me. Like, you treated him like, right, like LeBron, like you're talking to me. I love that.
Yeah, well, I'm talking to LeBron because I'm going to guess right now that LeBron is driving around in a very fancy car that still has an AM radio in it.
Right.
And LeBron, I'm talking to you, dog.
Fancy cars definitely still have radios in them.
Yeah. LeBron, there's no reason why the Lakers or the Dodgers should be involved in the Rams trade. It was wonderful to see LeBron at the game.
I agree.
It was great to see Clayton Kershaw at the game supporting yesterday. That's great.
Yeah. Ty Lue was there, by the way, the Clippers coach, who was actually a Rams fan.
I didn't see Ty Lue there.
Yeah.
How do you suppose LeBron gets that suite? Is it something that LeBron and his organization have to buy?
I would imagine they bought it during the season because he was there. He saw a bunch of games there this year.
Yeah, but I just wondered about that. It's not like they're like, hey, LeBron, you want to come to the Super Bowl and bring an entire group of people and like have like 30 people in a suite?
I mean, he was there for a bunch of games, so I would imagine that they just have a suite.
I wonder if LeBron's got his own suite. I bet he does.
Yeah, I mean, that seems pretty plausible since he was at multiple games this year.
Next time I go into SoFi, I'm going to walk around the suite level and see if I can find on the outside of the doors.
Which one says
LeBron, yeah, or the King, or anything like that, so that this way I can go crash it. Or try to crash it.
I mean, let's be real. There's no chance you're getting in there.
If I wear Snoop's outfit or some variation.
Ya sigue con eso.
And I come knocking on the door and they're like, can we help you? I'm like, I'm here to see LeBron. And they're like, what do you mean? I'm like, look at me. They're like, oh.
Yeah, we're looking at you, bro. See you later.
We got you. All right, LeBron, somebody's here for you. Yeah.
This portion of the show is presented by Alignment Health Plan, changing healthcare one person at a time. I don't think that's the case. Sean McVay, do you think he's actually going to retire? I mean, he walked that back a little bit after that stuff was out there about, you know, and he's talked about that with us here on the show about balancing, like, you know, quality of life versus, you know, what it takes to work and all that stuff. And but I think it got away from him a little bit.
Which part? What do you mean? You mean like his balance of life versus
no
work?
The commentary where he said the thing where I want to have a family one day and I don't know if I'm going to be coaching in my 60s or that kind of stuff. And you know, there was already stuff that ESPN had offered him a job last year, you know, like if he wanted it. So
I think that Sean McVay there's no chance whatsoever that Sean McVay retires.
So you're going double no chance. No Aaron Donald, no Sean McVay.
Correct. I'm doubling down. There's no way Aaron Donald retires. And more so, there's no way Sean McVay retires. Because if Sean McVay wants to have a family, that's wonderful. He should have a family. But he's 36 years old. He just became the youngest coach in the history of the NFL to win a Super Bowl. And he got a long way to go because he's a great young coach. And he's a leader of men. And you don't
right,
just
but always... what if he's like, I'm good. I already accomplished that. I'm the youngest coach ever won a Super Bowl. I want to go broadcast now.
Okay. Well, let me ask you a question.
Dick Vermeil did it, but he hadn't even won a Super Bowl. He lost the Super Bowl.
Do you sense that he's done?
I would venture to say no, but I think the fact he's contemplating it says that he won't do it forever.
Yeah.
And he's probably going to retire younger than you would want to if you were in his shoes.
I guess. I mean, look, he's 36, and to me, he got a lot of coaching ahead of him.
See, I feel like, again, you're looking at this stuff through your own prism.
I am.
Yes.
I am. I'm not looking through his prism. I'm looking through my prism for him.
I now have a prism into Rachel's soul at the moment. All right, coming up next, how committed are you to your family? One Rams player got the ultimate commitment from his wife. All right, but first, here's the deal. You want to win one of those Rams championship hats? Call right now. Caller 9, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Wins the hat. We're back in 4 minutes.